Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. The tax deadline is approaching. Take a small action for your future and talk to your financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, Ireland is doing dismally in gender equality in politics. We're currently, would you believe it, 101st in the world. And with local elections in June, some areas of the country are black spots completely, with no women at council level. Well, Women for Election have commissioned academic research to identify the worst areas and to identify the reasons why women are slow to get into political life. And they're aiming to have 1,000 women running in the local elections next year. Now, I've been asking you at the very start of the programme, if you're a woman and you are deciding on whether to run or not, let me know to 51551. We've got very interesting responses. To discuss this, though, I'm joined by two women who'll be joined, who'll be on the ticket. That's Elaine McGinty. She's a sitting Labour councillor in Meath, and Liz Watson, who's running for Fianna Fáil in Dublin South East in her city. You're both very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Good evening, Cormac.
So one of you at least can transfer some of your lived experience as an elected representative. I might come to you, Elaine McGinty. You're the current Labour Party councillor in Meath. How have you found your term as councillor?
Good evening. I found it very interesting so far. I have come from a very different background. I worked in banking for a good number of years, and so being a councillor was quite a new experience for me. It's very interesting. You have, I suppose, an idea of what a councillor does, like county development plans, roads, roadworks, that kind of thing, but there's an awful lot more to it. We have a lot of committee work. So I would work with communities on getting grants. I work on heritage in Meath. We recently got Dowt, the new grounds in Dowt, and we have Newgrange and Battle of the Boyne, and economic development. And more recently, actually, there's a lot on climate change and what's going on with the environment and how, as councillors, we can be that link between the community and the industries that need to change, or the work that's coming in, the legislation that's coming in. So it's a lot of variety.
There's no question about it in terms of the work. It's very diverse, and representing people is very gratifying, I'm sure. Is there anything about the job, though, that surprised you?
Oh, there is a lot. I suppose you develop skill sets that you didn't really have coming into it. And that's why Women for Election actually has been very important. You know, you do a lot on media. That's a very big part of the job. Social media, how to give an interview, that sort of thing. We don't all have these skill sets when you start out being a councillor. So it's very important. And the amount of learning, actually, if you ask me what I've learned, I've had to open my mind to a lot of topics that I wouldn't have before I became a councillor. So it's really good.
A lot of what you're saying is really good and very positive and beneficial and so on. If and I'll come to Liz in just a second. If there's another Liz out there thinking of running for election this time, but they're not sure about certain elements. You mentioned social media, for example, and we've covered issues in this programme about the abuse that politicians in general get, but particularly women. Have you come across that, and how have you dealt with it?
It is real. There's no point in saying otherwise. And I know a lot of people have been on before me speaking about it. I really think that regulation needs to happen. It's not just women in politics. It's all politicians, very much to the fore in the last few weeks with the protests outside the Dáil and, you know, how that happened. So I feel that more needs to be done. We need proper regulation. These are companies at the end of the day. They're very profitable companies. And asking them to regulate themselves is not working. So I think we need to look at that. If anyone is looking on and thinking, I'm interested in politics, I'm very put off by what's happening in social media. Well, I've taken a different attitude. I use it as a way of informing people of events that's going on in the area. And I've decided not to engage in spats on Twitter or Facebook.
And do you still get abuse, though, Elaine?
I kind of shut it down and I manage it from that point of view. So the odd time I have, and I have reported it, and I got nothing back.
You got nothing back at all. But there you go, you don't engage and you don't put out kind of, you don't stick your head above the parapet, let's say, on social media, apart from notifying about events. You still get abuse. I mean, Liz Watson, why on earth are you running for election? Do you know?
Well, interestingly enough, I'm running on the issue that you're talking about is because I really strongly believe that more women need to be in politics. I think Elaine makes some very good points there about the social media issues. There's negatives, but there's also an awful lot of positive social media out there. Mm. And I think, you know, we need balance when it comes to what we're thinking around how we share our messages. And, you know, not to be put off by negative speaking. Always when you put yourself out there, there's going to be a variety of responses, and you can expect that not everybody is going to agree with you. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not excusing abuse or, you know, the levels to which it goes to, which are totally unacceptable to be in that form to anybody. But I think, you know, that is part of it. And you learn to toughen up a little bit to it. And you learn to also how to use social media to protect yourself and keep yourself safe as well. Mm-hmm. Around those issues that come up.
I suppose you're both saying, and I'll come back to Elaine in just a second, you're both saying there needs to be stronger regulation of social media, but that it's, I suppose, part and parcel of it as well, without diminishing, you know, the abuse in any way.
Yes.
How much did you weigh it up? And what did you weigh up, Liz, before you put your name forward?
Yeah, well, I ran very briefly in 2019 for 10 weeks, and I really, what I weighed up was what benefit I could bring to my community by running. That really was the initial weigh up of why would I run, and that's why I run. For me, I'm from the from southeast inner city, so that's a part of Dublin 2, cross up to Dublin 4, so it's a very working class community, and I felt there wasn't representation, and there needed to be representation from communities like my own, and that was one of the reasons why I ran initially. Mm-hmm. This time round, I did give it a lot more. Social media, actually, I didn't have any negative experience of social media during that 10-week campaign, but I have during this since I've been selected this time, I have had some negative social media, and I suppose thankfully I've done the media training with Women for Election, and it's not just the training, it's the women you meet when you go to training and when you go to sessions like that, because they're experiencing things, and like the way Elaine is sharing, you'll meet people that are already have achieved the goal of being counsellor. You'll also meet people that are like yourself, striving, wondering, I suppose a bit of the imposter syndrome, should I be here at all? And I suppose when we meet as women in a forum like the ones that are provided by Election for Women, you suddenly realise actually there's huge collaboration, there's great work being done in communities all over Ireland by women.
But let me come back to Elaine for just a second. Mm. We canvassed opinion at the very start from listeners, and we got this to 51551. Ireland is still alive and kicking with sexist men that power play women down. I'm a chef, and if you ask women chefs, they will agree it's a man's world because they're more arrogant and aggressive and bully women in the workplace. That's why women don't run for election.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk to women in our groups, we have caucuses in Meath Council as well. We set one up last year. You know, we all have face barriers, and it's not just bullying. I suppose it's confidence, how you go about it. And getting rid of that imposter syndrome to put your point across. And that can happen in any job, not just being a politician or being a councillor. So I think we desperately need people from all walks of life at the moment in politics and to enter politics. Mm-hmm. With all that's going on in climate, we need more scientists, we need more farmers, every part of society needs to be represented.
But this campaign is about getting more women, isn't that right?
It is about getting more women, and you know, we haven't got the proportional representation up to now.
Why is
we
that
have
I
no
wonder.
Quotas
if you what, well, what are the top I, three I, reasons in your opinion?
I think it is confidence. That's definitely the imposter syndrome. It's one thing you hear in all the groups that you go to, you know, having the confidence to come out of your local committee to stand and be seen to support different causes and to be able to put it into words. It can be difficult and easier for some people than others. Media is definitely, we already spoke about that. Mm-hmm. How you campaign, how do you go from somebody who is not political to putting yourself forward? And that's why I think, you know, forums like Women for Election are very important. They fill those gaps. What's different about being in politics to a normal job is a normal job, you have pathways, you have training. politics, in, you know, we don't have that. We come from different parties. Yeah. So, you know, we need more joint up thinking. And I suppose we need to realise that it is a job, and we need the scaffolding that employment normally provides into yeah. politics, you know, such as maternity leave, etc. That is only very recent, you know.
Well, actually, you make a good point. Let me ask Liz about that as well. Is there very often when we discuss this in the programme, Liz, women say, look, the hours are a difficulty. If you're talking about the Dáil, for example, the Dáil sits late into the evening. And women sometimes are in caring roles very often in families. They say, I want to be back to see my kids or whatever the case may be. I sometimes don't wonder why men don't make the same points as often. But I mean, how are there any structural issues like childcare or the culture within politics that you'd like to see change?
Well, and I think you've hit the nail on the head there as well when you talked about things like why there's not more women in politics, because there's a culture, and I think it hasn't, I suppose, been able to engage. And that's what something like the task force, Election for Women's Task Force, is about, looking at those barriers, looking at those obstacles and trying to remove them or address them in some way. And I think, yes, structuring childcare is obviously if you've children. But I mean, women come from all walks of life, and, you know, you mightn't have a child, you might have an older person you're looking after, or, you know, or a family member. So there's all things, and it's about management, and that's also skills as well, a structural situation. I think one of the things nobody talks about are the financial part of it, you know, because you bring your own finances, and luckily, if you're lucky, you have party finances. But obviously, like, if you're in a position where you're on social welfare, you're not going to be in a position to run. So we have limited people. So I think that those structures do need to be engaged as well if we want true representation.
Well, that's a very good point, because if you are struggling with finances, how representative really, even if we do get more women into politics, how representative is it of the wide spectrum of society, let's say? Go on, very briefly.
Just to make a point, I think also we should be doing this earlier, young women, like from school. I think we've lost, maybe because people are fearful of being one political party or another. I'm not sure why it has, but I do think that there should be education in schools, and that things like debating, you know, those kind of skill sets, I think are excellent starts and grounds for, you know, for younger people to grow up, and for especially women and role models. I was lucky, I had great role models growing up, women active in the community, and you'd like to, I think,
well,
that's what's
you may very well be a role model for other people, other women listening. Hopefully. And if you are, check out Women for Election. They're looking for 1,000 women to run in politics in this country to improve our dismal standing in terms of gender representation. Elaine McGenty, then, Labour councillor in Meath, and Liz Watson, running for Fianna Fáil in the Dublin South East Inner City Ward. Thank you both very much indeed for joining us.